The Guide to Your Ride podcast on UpstateSnow.com is presented by the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders of Lewis County, New York, and by Mapledale Motors of Barneveld, New York. Visit RideTugHill.com and MapledaleMotors.com. Merry Christmas. It is Wednesday night, December 25th, 2019, when we're recording this latest version of the Guide to Your Ride podcast with Chris Rink, the president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders. We'd also like to remind you that not only does the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders sponsor this podcast, but also Dave Gleisman and Mapledale Motors sponsor this podcast and will for the remainder of the season. Be sure to check out his site at MapledaleMotors.com. We'll tell you more about him a little bit later. Let's welcome Chris Rink. First of all, thank you for your service. Chris, as you may have heard on some previous podcasts, works down in Poughkeepsie, New York, and is a first responder. He is a firefighter down in Poughkeepsie, and he is working on Christmas Day, keeping folks in the Mid-Hudson Valley safe. Welcome, sir.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks for having me on again, and Merry Christmas to yourself, Zach, and the rest of your family. Hope your day was wonderful.
It was awesome. It was awesome. And thank you for all that you do, not just where you live down in the Poughkeepsie area, but also for the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders. Unfortunately, as we all know, we got a little bit of coal in our stockings yet again this year when it comes to snowmobile riding. And unfortunately, the news has gone from bad to worse. But before we get into what we're looking at here, I think it's very important that we recap everything that you guys did to set up what was a great ride weekend last weekend.
So to recap, it was actually last Wednesday, so exactly a week ago today, when myself, you, and Zach connected on the phone and recorded our last podcast. And right around that same time is when Southern Tug Hill sent our first groomer out. So last Wednesday night, we received that dumping of lake effect snow. The 6 or 8 inches was predicted. We had every bit of 2 feet in some of our high market areas, our Camp 2 road, our Camp 4 road, north and west of Barrows. So we decided to take advantage of that Wednesday night. We had some manpower available. We connected our drags to our tractors. So when we store everything, we keep the tractors inside our barn and the drags are outside. So after work, guys, headed up to the barn, 3-4 volunteers, connected some of the tractors, and we made the tactical decision to move a piece of equipment up to High Market to do two things. Number one, to start setting the base and start to move some of that fresh snow, and then to also have a unit closer for a full day of grooming on Thursday. And that's exactly what was done. Two guys ran it partially up the roads and then jumped on some of our seasonal roads and groomed a little bit. But being it was a work night and it was still snowing and the weather was still kind of out there, the guys did some grooming for a little while. And then we ended up having a full day of grooming on Thursday. We took one of our tractors from the barn, headed out towards the Swankett Mills system to start to work that snow in and start, try to freeze up some of the wet spots in the woods and things like that. And our entire system in High Market was also completed last Thursday. The first couple grooming runs typically don't ever go without issues or breakdowns and things like that. And, truth held true there. We did have some hydraulic line issues and also a flat tire on one of our machines that kind of, put us in a little bit of a rut, but we worked around those things. Some guys fixed some things up, but both of those systems were completely groomed on Thursday, which really set up for an awesome, awesome, awesome Friday and Saturday of riding. The weather was really cold. Things locked in really good. We were finding that the wooded areas, because of the canopy of the trees and just some water that was down there, the snow totals in the woods were a little tough, and the trails were a little bit bony for some of those wooded trails. But the seasonal roads really, really came together nice, and there was lots of reports out there of some amazing seasonal road riding, in the High Market to kind of Montague area. Once again, we hit both systems, Swankett Mills and High Market, in Friday, and did what we could to set us up for an awesome Saturday. And that's kind of when our weather started turning. Unfortunately, we only sent one groomer out on Saturday night to kind of clean up High Market. And we did have a breakdown. So at about 11 or so, we had a mechanical failure on the back of a drag, a pintle hook rope, and it kind of put us down and out. We were able to get it rigged up, get the piece of equipment back to the barn safely. But by 1 a.m. in the morning, the operator decided to call it a night, knowing that the weather was coming in that wasn't so hot. And I will tell you that the entire time we were monitoring you know, our Constableville area, our West Leiden area. We were finalizing some staking and putting some culverts in, because obviously with you know, hunting season just ending, you know, a week or so ago, 10 days ago, we're still kind of getting caught up and putting our finishing touches on the trail system. So there was lots of moving parts, lots of volunteer activity, but we worked very, very well, and we were able to produce quality riding, I would say, for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I know you guys had the chance to hit the trails on Saturday morning, and from the reports I read and the conversations we had, it sounds like you guys had a great, great day.
Yeah, we absolutely did. We absolutely did. And just as you explained it, it was perfect. From Barrows down through the Hideaway to Swankett Mills, where we picked up Camp 4, was bony. It was definitely difficult in spots. But the fact that you guys went over and did what you did with the groomer, locked everything up to where it was passable, and sleds weren't sinking into mud pits, so we very much appreciated that. For us to even be able to reach Camp 4, and we certainly see the effects of 2 feet of snow on Camp 4, because there was hardly any ice on there.
Oh, yeah.
And we just flew right through. Camp 4 was absolutely awesome before we turned towards Osceola. And it was really funny how it maximized over the Southern Tug Hill system. As we headed west into Osceola, you would think being closer to the lake that snow total would have increased. But it actually didn't. It actually went down, and we started running into more ice as we got into the Osceola area and hooked up with Trail 5, making the shot north up to Flat Rock and up Flat Rock Road and up to Montague. And then the snow picked back up as we made the loop all the way around back towards Tabolts and then coming down North Road. But it was a beautiful ride, and everything that you said was was spot on. And not just you guys, but TRR, Valley, Osceola, Barnes Corners, all the other great clubs up there on the hill did an awesome job of putting the trails together. And another thing that I really want to highlight, and I want you to talk a little bit more about, Chris, is I wrote this in my blog. There are still a lot of people that have the perception that Tug Hill is some place to completely stay away from on weekends, because it's just completely overrun. There's way too many people up there. There's no room. And that perception was completely blown for us. We had hardly anybody at Barrows when we trailered out and unloaded at 7:30 in the morning, on a Saturday. And the parking lot was definitely filling up by the time we completed the loop and got back at 10:30. But it was by no means completely overrun. And the riders that we saw out there were in groups, and with the exception of one lone person that was cutting the corner to the left and kind of hammering on the gas. Most of the riders that we saw out there, everyone was good. Everyone was riding safe, riding right. And our experience at that time, Saturday morning, was awesome.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, when we spoke at the Boondocks, the early bird always gets the worm. And I think that's true for probably a lot of sports, but definitely true for snowmobiling, specifically in our, you know, Lewis County, Tug Hill region. I would say that most days and most weekends, days, if you can get out and hit those trails around 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning and be back, you know, wrapping up your day around lunchtime, you are most of the time going to have a very, very, you know, positive experience. Like anything else, people are on vacation. They don't always like to get up early and get out. Some families like to, you know, take their time in the mornings with kids and things like that. And anytime you start to warm snow, people start to move it around. Those bumps and those moguls are going to form. Obviously, more people on the trails causes a little bit more, issues and concerns. So ride early is always the way to go. The conditions are always the best. Typically, the clubs are grooming from 5 and 6 o'clock at night until 2 or 3 in the morning. The group of us clubs that, you know, speak together via text message groups and things like that, you know, Southern Tug and Turn and Boonville's Lost Trail and Valley and Osceola, we try to stay in touch as much as possible. And the consensus is that the safest and most effective time to groom is from sundown until, you know, those early morning hours. It's lack of traffic, it's temperatures, it's all sorts of stuff. So when you get out there at 7 in the morning, there's been very few, if any, sleds on the trails. It's rock hard and set up really well. And you just, you know, you're setting yourself up for an unbelievable experience. I also think that the hill, in an overall sense, is becoming a little bit safer, I think, because riders are becoming much more educated because of things like this blog and everybody's social media posts, and there's so much information out there. Things like the Join Where You Ride campaign, it seems to be catching on. And I think just peer enforcement. You know, people are kind of watching what each other's are doing. So, you know, if people are doing the wrong thing, they're not afraid to say something. Hey, man, you should really ride in on your side of the trail. Or, you know, when you're going over that blind hill, you really got to stay all the way right. You never know who's coming the other way. Or if somebody's going off in a trail in the middle of a meadow on a nice deep powder day, you know, stopping and take the time to take your helmet off and explain why that can't happen is important. And those things go a long way. So it's all part of it. And I think the sport in the area is going to continue to get be better.
Best thing that we have learned getting back up into Tug Hill riding, because like I had said, it had been years since Zach and I had gone up there. We've definitely seen the change, and just the fact that the clubs like you guys and the communication that you have, not just between clubs surrounding you, but with the individuals that are contacting you directly through social media or that are calling you or that are texting you or emailing you, that direct communication is really the key. Knowledge is power. When there is the snow and when the conditions are changeable like they've been, putting everyone on the same page is going to make for a great experience.
Yeah, without a doubt. So the million-dollar question is going to be, what's the weather going to do the rest of this week? And are people going to be able to get out there and do any riding at all? I know for people that aren't up there, it's hard to believe that there's any snow left. But I think that there is an opportunity probably for the 26th and 27th to possibly put some miles on if you're truly a diehard and want to ride a very, very small playground of snow. Would you agree with that, with what weather you're seeing coming in?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's not going to be that much of a difference, with Thursday and with Friday. Temperatures are going to remain on the cool side. There is a warm front that's coming in Thursday night, the 26th, into Friday, the 27th, that might produce some light precipitation, possibly a little bit of freezing rain up on the hill and especially areas to the north. It does not look like a major precipitation event. Temperatures will be near freezing. But I think the important thing here is a setting of reasonable expectations. The fact that the loop that we did, the 72-mile loop that we did from Barrows and circling around the hill like we did, you are not going to be able to do right now. After a 55-degree day and after the day before Christmas Eve and after temps near 40 Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, even though we didn't have any precipitation, just that little bit of melting, there really wasn't much outside of those seasonal roads. And so basically the seasonal roads are about the only places that you can go. North Road, McGoldrick, Flat Rock, and Rector Road, that are not out in the wide open are going to be the ones that are going to hold the snow. And so long as you don't mind going back and forth a little bit, that's probably going to be your best play if you want to get out.
I couldn't agree with you more. Your small playground is going to be exactly those areas. I mean, your south and your west spots to park and start from are going to be Smith Road, Barrett Performance, High Market Inn, and you're going to probably be able to ride, up to Flat Rock area, Montague, maybe looking at some of the trail cams and seeing what's going on. Even the seasonal roads are starting to break apart a little bit in the centers, probably a little bit gravelly. But if you're in that 1, 2, maybe 3 hours away, you don't have much plan and you want to go, boogie around and click off 20, 30 miles of back and forth and stop in and grab lunch at one of the establishments you can get to, I would say do it. Do it now, because as you're going to probably tell us, after Sunday, I think we're going to have a full reset button. So if you want to get those miles or try to, test some things on the new sled or test some new gear that Santa Claus might have brought, Thursday and Friday might be the days to do it.
Yeah, and possibly maybe a little bit on Saturday, but after that would be about it. But Saturday night, and especially going into Sunday, I mean, we're looking at strong southwest winds, a big storm out in the western Great Lakes. It's just going to pump the warm air straight from the Ohio Valley right across all of upstate. Temps in the 50s. I showed Zach, and Zach doesn't have the meteorological background like me, and he's looking at that, and he's like, oh, that looks ugly. And I said, yeah, I hate it when Dad's right.
Yeah, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good at all.
Just like you said, it's going to be a reset button.
Just so people know, if you're listening on your ride up the hill on Thursday or Friday or whatnot, I would not expect any clubs to send any groomers out. The trails are what the trails are going to be. We're all watching the weather forecast and seeing what's going on, and it's just probably not worth the money and the time and the potential breakages that we endure to groom. So from some firsthand knowledge that I received today is that the trails aren't too bad. A little chop in the corners, a little bit icy here and there. But those areas we talked about where there's snow, the trails aren't that bad, and they'll probably remain like that until, unfortunately, Sunday when the blowtorch comes in and we lose it. So no grooming, but you can definitely ride and click off some, you know, Christmas week miles if you want to. Sounds good, Rich. That sounds like a great plan. And I just want to reassure everybody out there, too. I mean, you know that our season and our riding conditions can change or turn around in one day. That was evident last week. So, you know, a little bit of cold, one good lake effector, and we're kind of back in business, you know, fairly quickly. So winter will return. We will be riding in January and February and March like we always do. We just got to be a little bit more patient this year than years past. So
Chris, absolutely. We just got to be patient, as you mentioned. You know, the weather will turn. That's all we need is that, you know, that big dump of snow and then cold to set in for a couple of days. Even if we get a full reset, the way it's starting to look for Tug Hill and for Old Forge and for the rest of the state right now, it may be until the first full week of January, or possibly starting to look ahead towards second week of January and Martin Luther King weekend. It may be a bumpy ride getting on this pattern change. We still think it's going to happen first week of January. We still have a lot of riding season to go. Yeah, it's not off to a great start, but we've seen it finish strong the last several years, and we expect no less this time.
The Guides Here Ride podcast is presented by Dave Gleesman and Mapledale Motors of Barneveld, New York. If you are in need of a car, truck, SUV, or minivan, Dave Gleesman is the guy to buy from. He's a fellow rider and former owner of UpstateSnow.com. Visit MapledaleMotors.com or call 315-725-6240. Special thanks to the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders for this Guides Here Ride podcast. Find them online at RideTugHill.com. That's RideTugHill.com. They maintain over 60 miles of trails in West Lydon, Constableville, High Market, and Southern Lewis County. Join where you ride, RideTugHill.com.